Welcome back to the 4D Transport post-game show, brought to you by 4D Transport, driving agriculture, 4-2 Calgary wins game one of the best of seven Eastern Conference quarterfinal over the Saskatoon Blades as we're into the live interview segment now, presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan Da Silva is here. Your first power play, thought, here's an opportunity, get off to a good start. Instead, they get the goal shorthanded and kind of set the tone just on that goal with a hard hit. And I thought going back after the puck, just not the urgency necessary to go back and help out.
For sure. And we talked about it in the meeting. We knew what, you know, they were doing on their penalty kill forecheck. So we should have been ready for pressure. We should have expected pressure. And we should have been back to help out. It's just, you know, it's some young kids out there playing their first playoff games and, you know, probably some nerves, and that's a veteran team. Tanner Howell's the one on the forecheck. He's played World Juniors. He's played in lots of big games, and so we, you know, I thought that actually our start was pretty good up until that point, and then I was just happy with the way the guys stuck with it. That's a good hockey team over there, and we just kept fighting.
And you had Evan Gardner back there to keep you in the game no matter what the shot totals were. Again, it would come down to chances on goal, and who knows what those end up being based on your counts, but Evan Gardner was able to keep you alive in this game.
Yeah, Evan was solid. He, you know, right from the start, he made some big saves for us, and it's going to have to be that way, right? They put a lot of pucks on net. They have a lot of traffic, so he's going to get lots of action throughout the course of this series. Now, hopefully we can make some tweaks and make some changes here and in order to help him out and not give up so many shots on net from the point, and get our wingers and our forwards to buy into blocking a few more shots or denying those low-to-high passes. But yeah, Evans, he's the backbone of our team. He's been to a conference final. He knows what it takes to play in playoffs, and he's a pretty even-keeled kind of guy, so I'm not surprised he played well tonight.
It just didn't seem sharp tonight, though, unfortunately. Yeah, you hung in there. Evan was good. Passes off sticks, you know, you couldn't receive them properly, or passes into skates. It just wasn't as cohesive as I've seen it in the past.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give them credit, too. I think that's the biggest reason is they work and they take away your time and space. Like, through the neutral zone, they're tracking really hard. You could get pucks back, and on their forecheck, they work hard. They're pretty relentless. They're fast, right, and they're physical. So all that stuff, you know, goes together. If you have time and plays, yeah, you make great passes, you can execute. If you don't, it makes it a little bit tougher. And you know, I think that we'll be better on Sunday night. I don't think that. I know that. I know that we will be. I know that we'll use tomorrow to shore up a few things like execution and that type of stuff, but and be ready to go on 2 o'clock.
Here's a great example for you. The Blue Jays lost their home opener yesterday, their season opening game, 12-2 to Baltimore. They came back today and won 8-2.
Yep.
And same sort of a thing. You lose tonight 4-2. No reason in the world why you can't come back. The series isn't over just because you lose the one game.
No, exactly. That's what I said to the team after the game. It's just one game. It's behind us now. Let's focus on the next one. And let's get ready for it, get prepared for it. So, and, you know, I truly believe that we, you know, they're a good team. Give them credit. Yep. But I think that we made some mistakes, some costly ones that obviously were crucial in us losing the game. They're big points of the game. 3.5 minutes left in the second period, and you know, we had a really good push in that second period. We started to get our legs, we started to get rid of some of those nerves, and we started playing the way we need to play against them. And I thought we made it hard on them. It was definitely an even game at that point, and you know, we make a mistake with 3.5 minutes left in the second period, and it goes 2-1 instead of 1-1 going to the second intermission. And you know, but bygones be bygones.
Exactly.
You never know what happens. But, you know, there's some mistakes that we can fix for sure.
For sure. Okay, thanks for coming up, Dan, and look forward to Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you betcha.
Head coach Dan Da Silva of the Saskatoon Blades joining me here on the live interview segment brought to you by Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time.